The Latin Lover, a pocket dictionary of the language of the Catholic Church, compiled by the Pope's own Latinist, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster.
And they have things on the Capitoline Hill, and I got a Latin prize on this day. Ooh, 1971.
On Rome's birthday.
Yeah, from the president of Italy.
Really?
Because I had entered a Latin contest.
And what did you write about?
I wrote about the Clay Frazier boxing match. And I described the whole thing in 15 rounds. In Latin, one of the best things I've ever written.
The Clay Frazier?
You know, that was before you were born.
Cassius Clay.
Yes, and he had the famous Frazier thing, no? You know, the famous boxing thing.
And what did you write about in
Latin? Well, I described the whole boxing match and the
end. So how do you say boxing match in Latin?
Well, no, pugilatus or pugilatus certamen. That's easy.
And so?
And it really took a lot of time because I had to get something to say different in every one of the, you know.
Rounds. It was
It was long. It went to the end, 15 rounds, you know.
So you were commenting on every one of the rounds?
Well, yeah. What could I say? He punched him on the right or punched him on the left or whatever it was. But I did, and I got a prize there.
At least two of the rounds.
Well, I can't describe all the
Latin.
Rounds. This is 35 years ago.
Well, at least one.
Well, no, I can't describe.
Oh, come on, you can.
Ictum ac cepit, sinistrorsum. He got a punch from the left. Ictum ac cepit, or something like that. Or I don't know what.
And so the president of the Italian Republic at the time...
Well, in those days, and he came to the Capitoline Hill on the 21st of April. Well, they had different literary prizes, which they do every year. And one was for the Latin contest. And I got it. I got the prize.
What was the prize?
Well, you know, a big silver medal and a check for, in those days, I don't know, big deal, like 150,000 lire, which today, of course, is nothing. But anyway.
How do you say big deal?
Big deal, magnum negotium, or something like this. Or magna res, or magnum quiddam, a certain big thing. You can say anything you want. But anyway, so I remember April 21st very well.
And how do you say prize? Prize giving?
Premium.
Prize giving?
Premium. Premiatio. They say premiatio. And so, that happened that day.
So what did they say to you?
Well, they didn't. This man from America and did this thing, this exciting description of the boxing match and a few words, and that was...
How do you say that in Latin?
No,
This man from America?
Ex America hic scriptor conscripsit excitantem quandam pugilatus huius certaminis explicationem or something like that.
Aren't boxing matches savage things?
Oh, I don't like boxing at all.
So why do you write about
boxing?
No,
I mean, that was the thing, because the year before I got a prize writing about the thing to the moon, Apollo 16 to the moon.
Paul the Sixth.
13 to the moon. Anyway, and
Paul the Sixth.
Yeah, from the Vatican.
Paul the Sixth sent a message to the moon. I mean, he sent a message.
I don't know what he gave. I got a prize from him the year before.
So what's
because
it? What?
Because of the space thing. So I said, well, the next event, Planet Earth, was the Clay Frazier thing.
No, explain to me what Paul the Sixth has to do with the moon and
he
your
didn't.
Prize.
There's a Latin contest. There's a Latin...
Contest.
Yeah, a Latin composition.
And you
can do what you want. And I wrote about, I described the whole...
Landing on the moon.
Well, yeah, that whole thing and, you know, the whole deal and the rockets and stuff, Cape Canaveral, all that stuff.
Okay, well, tell me how you wrote that in Latin.
No, I can't say everything.
The rockets?
No, about missilia. I use missiles, which the NASA doesn't like. You don't have missiles. You have vehicles or something. Anyway, but I use mycelia and all this other stuff.
How did you say astronaut?
That was his astronauta. That's all Latin anyway.
Astro meaning stars.
Yes, and nauta meaning a sailor. Sailor of the stars. That's an astronauta. That's easy enough. And so on and so on. And so that was that one year. And then the next year And after that, I have never done anything.
But Paul VI sent a plaque up to the moon with the astronauts, didn't he?
Did he? I didn't remember.
How do you say that?
No. What are you going to say? Tabellum, tabulum, cum astronautis ad lunam transmisit. That's easy.
And what is it that the astronauts said? One big leap for mankind. Or what is it they said?
One step for... small step for me, a big step for man.
One great leap for mankind.
Something like that.
How do you say one great leap for mankind?
Nation. Passus ingens hominum generi. A massive step for the race of humans. Passus ingens, well, passus longus, or call it what you want. Hominum generi for the race of humans. Oh, all that stuff is easy.
Do you remember when I grew up anyway, which is, we used to have these comic strips which they invented these shuttles to the moon, from Earth to the moon and back. Do you remember? We thought it was going to happen in our days, didn't we, to have that kind of shuttle from traveling.
Oh, yeah.
How would you say that in Latin, shuttle?
Sure, it's the navicula reciproca.
Reciprocal vehicle.
Yeah. Going back and forth, what are you going to say? The Romans certainly had a way of saying it.
Return ticket to the
shuttle
moon.
Doesn't mean anything, of course, in English. But if you say navicula or vehiculum reciprocum, a vehicle that back and forth. Oh, Latin is much better than anything.
And a return ticket?
A return ticket. as tessera reditus. Your ticket of return. Well, we'll see. That's about it.
You've been listening to Latinist Professor Reginald Foster in a program presented and produced by Veronica Scaresbrick.